Can you put the words how proud of him you are right now?
I'm very excited for them because it is a feeling, a true feeling of accomplishment. It's why you did all the sprints. It's why you had those 2 days. That it's why you're here, and it's just a job well done. And I just think everybody on our team has done a little bit to get us to this point, even though he didn't get to play. By practicing and going at the starters or the 6th and 7th man that comes off the bench, but I'm just happy for them. And it's something that they're going to carry with them for the rest of their lives. And in 2007, they're the best team in the country.
Thank you, Mickey. Congratulations.
Coach Carl was on me. Last year at McDonald's, Coach, presentation with Cambridge, and I asked you about who you had coming in, and you told me about the 2 junior college players.
Yeah.
Turned out to be Shannon. Talk about what they've meant, especially Bergman in that first half tonight.
They have been huge difference makers for our team. Without those 2 on our roster, we wouldn't be here. That's the truth. I think Shannon and Vern both joined a competitiveness. It was easy for them to just blend in with our team, be a part of our family. They picked up our philosophy, both offensively and defensively. I mean, they've been a true blessing, and you never know why things happen the way they do, why we had kids transfer. But obviously, he had a master plan, and these two were going to be put in our path, and obviously they helped pave the way for us to win a national championship.
Now, Tennessee does not really go after junior college players, so
no.
With the collective, just how long did it take to decide to disappoint the team lead?
Probably right after December, shortly thereafter. The season finished up, and we really started making the phone calls, getting in the necessary film, and then going out and actually seeing some of the junior college prospects. But I'll tell you, Shannon and Bird are two special young ladies. Sometimes you get a bad rap for being in the JUCO world, and the academic stigma that's placed on them on JUCO kids, but it's not the case. These two young ladies have handled our practice schedule, our travel, and been able to maintain their grades. And obviously the support staff that we have academically available for us in athletes is the best in the country. So, they've been a pleasant mesh with our team. They've been a joy to coach, and they've just been great teammates, and they've come in this situation. And I think they've gotten a little spoiled because, junior college world doesn't travel like we do. You don't get the gear like we do. But the thing that they've done is they've appreciated every ounce of it. Every ounce of it.
Thank you very much.